something that was available when they lost their son, Daniel.
We knew that it would make a profound difference in the way families have to go through such a devastating loss. That essentially just gives the family more time.
The Cuddle Cot is internationally recognized for significantly helping parents who suffer from the loss of a child. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
New gun control in New Zealand. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A week after the shootings that left 50 people dead in two Christchurch mosques, sales are banned of military-style semi-automatic firearms and high-capacity magazines starting Friday, which it already is there. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says you could only get one with a permit.
I can assure people there is no point in applying for such a permit.
And those who had guns legally
are no longer lawfully in possession of those firearms.
That's Police Commissioner Mike Bush. The FBI, part of the investigation into Boeing and the FAA's certification of the 737 MAX 8 jets, now grounded after two deadly crashes. There will also be a Senate hearing next week. Several Republican senators coming into the late Senator John McCain's defense, not happy President Trump has railed against McCain again, saying he never liked him much.
I've really probably never will.
Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
During a speech at a military tank plant in Ohio, President Trump continued his criticism of the late Senator John McCain.
I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay.
The president calling out McCain for voting against a bill that would have repealed the Affordable Care Act, but did not replace it with an alternative. President Trump also criticized the war hero for his role in giving the FBI a dossier of unverified information about President Trump's alleged connections to Russia. Dave?
John, we're just getting word out of Texas that the National Guard has been called in to Deer Park, which is near Houston. After that days-long fire at a chemical and fuel storage facility, people have been told to stay inside as high benzene levels have been detected in the air and in the area around that facility. The fires were put out yesterday. This is Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The flooding disaster persists with swollen rivers across the Midwest. Some 14 states affected, Iowa and Nebraska the hardest hit. Hundreds of homes damaged, a lot of farms underwater. There's an even bigger flooding disaster, though, than in the Midwest going on in Africa. And U.S. military teams are reportedly close to joining the rescue effort still ongoing.
A week after Cyclone Idai swept across southeastern Africa, Mozambique's Environment Secretary saying around 15,000 people still need to be rescued. So far, he said authorities have reached only 3,000, Mozambique counting more than 200 people dead. This man in the port city of Beira saying everything was destroyed. Aid workers say the cyclone has created what one described as a 30-mile-wide inland ocean. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Secretary of State Pompeo is in Jerusalem saying we're very close to finally rooting ISIS fighters out of their last stronghold in Syria.
The threat from radical Islamic terrorism remains. We need to finish out the last few square meters there.
Now, his visit comes after the governor of Bethlehem in the West Bank said Israeli soldiers shot and killed an unarmed Palestinian today, calling it an execution. Israel's military says a soldier saw rocks being thrown at Israeli vehicles and opened fire in response. You may recall last year when a bunch of suspicious packages were intercepted, mailed to big-time Democrats and other Trump critics. Well, the Florida man accused of sending them is back in court today in New York.
Cesar Sayoc is expected to plead guilty in Manhattan federal court, which would avert a trial set for July. He is accused of mailing pipe bombs to more than a dozen people, mostly prominent Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and Robert De Niro. A pipe bomb was also sent to the New York studios of CNN.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before the opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Hey, there's Lindsay Romano.
Hey.
With your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly cloudy skies starting off the day, but we will see some clearing today. Highs around 48 degrees. Then for tonight, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 38 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine returning. Highs around 50. Then Saturday, we're looking at more sunshine. Highs around 52 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 39 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, March 21st edition of Byers & Company. We'll talk park board with one incumbent and one candidate. Good news is, no matter how bad this interview is, they can't screw it up because there's two slots and only two people running. Kristen White, Chris Harrison will join us, plus coach. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are literally right around the corner from a lot of things getting decided in this community. Who decides what your schools are doing, your parks are doing, what your city's doing, who the mayor is. Everybody gets all geared up. By the way, my microphone's screwing with my facial recognition on my phone. I hate
it. It always does that for me.
There we go. Okay. This is the deal. You've got the music still playing, and you've got an election coming up on April 2nd. I know it's not as sexy as sort of a presidential election. Some people, I guess, still consider that. I hate every bit of it. The fact that we are now starting the primary process of that election, which is going to be a year from this
fall.
I know,
you're like, stop.
Stop. but so many people turn out. You know, I mean, early voting was huge. I think 300-plus people have early voted for the municipal election on April 2nd. These are the folks, your neighbors, business owners, people that are in the community. They're going to make decisions about, you know, what the schools your children attend are like, what the parks and rec and green space experience you have, what your streets look like, you know, fire and police, all the things that matter in your life. These are the people who are doing it. And they're not doing it for financial reasons because there's very little reward in that area. They're doing it because all of them care or have a vision for what the community looks like. So we're asking you to, you know, at least listen and participate and find out about what they have to say. about why they're running, and then on April 2nd, show up and vote if you're not doing the early voting, because it does matter. Yet a dismal amount of actual citizens will show up, and you can look at this over the last 20 years. It really hasn't changed, Coach, right? I mean, a tiny percentage.
Oh, very tiny. It's unfortunate that it has to
be that way. Do you vote in every election?
Every election. I can honestly say
since 1901?
1901,
yeah.
Yes.
Who was the first candidate you ever voted for?
Might have been, I don't remember.
Who was the first president?
Teddy Roosevelt, maybe. I don't
know. Who was the first president you voted for?
Oh, gosh. Would have been probably sometime in the 1960s, so maybe it was... Whoever ran against Kennedy, I don't know.
Whoever ran against Kennedy? You're bragging. You didn't vote for... All right, anywho, that's not going the way I thought it would. All right, so we have our two Park Board candidates. The Park Board of Commissioners is an interesting body. I know you guys... Bill is particularly hypersensitive to criticism, but you guys are the fun people. I mean, of all of the governing bodies, you probably get less of it. I mean, I know closing the road... Closing a golf course, there are unpopular decisions that you hear a lot about. But by and large, your experience as a commissioner, Chris Harrison, has been probably a positive one, right?
Yes, yeah. People always ask me, you know, why I'm doing it and why did I do it initially. I look at it and say, you know, the city has to deal with sewers and roads and, you know, major budget issues. We work with lacrosse and soccer and the zoo.
So, yeah, you're gonna do
the lakefront.
Recreation, yes. is why we all work and pay taxes, so that we can have fun things to do. So I've always said, hey, you know, it could be much worse. You could be the city council; they get all the heat and very little
right.
of the praise. And when I think about green space, and I think about I know it's come up in the mayoral race. I mean, we have more green space in this community than most.
Yes, that's correct. When I was running 6 years ago, initially, if you look at the Decatur Park District, we got over 2,000 acres in this community of park space. That's not counting the 2,000 acres that are also allocated to the airport. So in total, there's 4,000 acres. Now, a lot of that's farm ground and just green space that has to be green space at the airport. But when you compare us to other communities of similar size, we're almost double some of those.
And almost to a point of how do you take care of all of it, right?
That's honestly some of our biggest challenges. And we look at parks. We've got some neighborhood parks that are 8 or 9 acre parks. When, you know, we know how things have changed, you know, kids are using 10,000 square feet of that park, you know, 1/10 of that park. So we've moved to some of the natural habitats, just some of letting them grow and mowing them down twice a year. That's tough because the neighbor that looks at that green space, they don't like that. But from a sustainability standpoint, it is better for the environment because we're not running mowers every week. It's better for cost because you're not running mowers and people every week. So we've had to make some of those changes.
Okay, so let's before we talk the political race and introduce our other candidate here, let's talk about the Park Board meeting yesterday. Abby and the McIntoshes are back.
Yes.
I think that these partnerships, people really enjoy this. It's something you don't have to get into the business of hiring more people. You find somebody else that's interested in doing this. But this stand-up paddle company, the standing paddle company, this has been fun and popular. I think this is what young people are looking for, this type of recreation. It's a little different than volleyball leagues or things that we would have done 20 years ago. You got to offer this stuff.
Right, absolutely. And what's great about these partnerships are they're passionate about what they're doing. They know so much about that. And Abby was in the meeting yesterday, and we were asking about her inventory and her product. She's getting ready to go to Florida to buy the boards for the year. And last fall, she sold off the used ones. So there are people that became passionate about the sport, enjoyed it, you know, thought about buying a board, were able to buy a used board from her, and then she goes and buys the top-of-the-line newest stuff.
All right, have you tried it?
Yes.
And?
It's challenging.
Okay, some people are probably better than others, right? It's not universal.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of fun. You go to Hawaii, this is a very big deal. I mean, we've seen that for years there. And people make it look effortless, you know, because they just are on the water every day. It's tougher than you think.
They're surfers, too, though. Yeah. I don't surf either, obviously. So.
All right, so that was good news.
Yes.
Let's talk a little about recreation. 4 sold-out shows of Beauty and the Beast. That's amazing, right? People like to say no one wants to pay for anything. I think there's plenty of examples for people for paying things, including day one of season ticket sales for the Devon Amphitheater.
Right.
People are willing to pay for their entertainment.
Right, absolutely. And so my daughter was in Beauty and the Beast, and my mom comes for it, you know, every year. They live out of town, but they come when they have these events. And it was amazing. They partnered with the Decatur Youth Symphony Orchestra, so all the music was created by kids, effectively. And it was funny because I know we've been talking about Celebration, the amphitheater, and what people will pay for and not pay for. Those were 2-hour shows, 2.5-hour shows $7-$8 a ticket.
Yeah.
People didn't blink at paying.
No,
that.
Of course they
and
didn't.
There was an outstanding performance. All of them, the staff, everyone did a great job.
Okay, you have the Rotten Easter Egg Hunt, which is coming up March 29th. That's Easter for adults.
Yep. Just a fun Saturday night. Get to get outside. Hopefully the weather's going to be warmer, and even if it's not, we'll be out there hunting Easter eggs in the dark, and there's prizes in all the Easter eggs. It gets people out and moving and socializing.
Okay, individual single tickets for the Devon lineup will go on sale April 6th. Right now, this is, by the way, if anybody thinks this is what you normally do, the Cardinals do this, you know, they open up with season ticket sales and then they go to individual game sales. This is just sort of how you roll
right.
Something out. If you do the math on the season ticket sales, it's an unbelievable deal. I mean, it really is.
Yes, it is.
And 124 season tickets sold the very first day that they were available. That's a great start, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that will continue as the season, the single tickets come, people will buy, we just want 38 special, or we just want Nonona. You know, there's a lot of different options.
All right. Have you seen Wynonna Judd in concert?
I never have.
We were down in Nashville.
I've seen 38 Special
a couple of years ago, and they had a, I don't even remember what the, you know, she was doing a forum or something at the radio show, and then she did, with her band, she did like a performance for a pretty small amount of people. She's very impressive.
Yeah,
I mean, the vocals are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a country person, per se. I mean, like, music fan. But really good. There's a lineup. I'm telling you right now, the group from Russia that does Chicago, what's the name of that group?
Leonard and Friends.
Okay. That's circle that date on your calendar.
I cannot miss this.
I am picking that as the concert to be at of the entire summer. And if you don't believe me, just go YouTube.
People are going to think, like, if they are not looking at that stage, they're going to think that's Chicago.
But they're all from Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know how strange
the
world is.
The YouTube videos they watch, they're all in Thrillers.
All right, check it out. There's a full season. You can get it online as well. All right, so you decided to run for re-election without any qualms? I mean, it was like, I'm re-upping.
Yeah, yes. And it's a job that takes time, you know, to really get a handle on, to get a handle on who all the staff are, all the different programs that we run, the finances, the taxing process, the budgeting process. It is a complicated process. I've been in business, so I understand accounting, but government accounting is very different, and we've got a lot going on as far as projects that need to get completed, and certainly we want to see those to fruition, and, you know, we talk about the big projects, but we also want to get back to taking care of the little things, and, you know, Bill knows if I call at 7:30 at night sometimes, that means I'm in a park and I see something, you know, and I go, Bill, this doesn't look right. No, all right, well, you know, yes, you're right, we'll get on that.
Okay, so, how many commissioners?
Five.
Okay, there's five commissioners. You serve a six-year term.
Correct.
So, man, you ran six. Where does time go? I mean, it seems like yesterday, right? Did it go by fast for you guys?
It really did, yeah. It's amazing.
All right, so Chris Riley not running for re-election. He has served for a very long time.
I believe he's completing his third term.
So 18 years.
18 years.
That's a long time. And,
yes.
But there is a strain of that through the parks over the years. The Jack Kinneys of the world, the Bill Cannons, the Judy Locks. The Lloyd Irish. I mean, you go through that list of names that serve. They obviously have enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, and certainly Chris Riley, somebody that has a passion for the parks. Originally, his first job was in the park, and, you know, he's very interested in the arts and, you know, just everything in general that the park district does.
Okay, so we're going to introduce you to Kristen White. Kristen, I'm going to ask you to get nice and close to that microphone. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a chiropractor.
Ah, okay.
I practice with my sister. We have a practice in Forsyth.
Okay.
I've been in practice for 15 years.
All right.
I was born and raised in Decatur.
Okay, so you didn't relocate here for your business. You've been here all along.
Graduated from Stephen Decatur in 1999. So.
Which would be tough now because you'd be an eighth grader or whatever. Right.
Right?
Yeah. and what made you want to be a chiropractor?
My dad. Actually, he's had a series of back problems throughout the years. And my sister was 5 years old, and I remember him saying, "You're going to be a chiropractor when you grow up because you have strong hands." And here we are. Now we're both chiropractors. And
so it's fun. So a family business.
Yeah, family business. It can be fun. It can be challenging.
I would imagine it probably brings its own set of special challenges to it. But that's great. All right. So why are you running for park board? What made you want to, like, get involved to this level?
You know, Chris Riley approached me a few years ago, actually, knowing that this was going to be his last term. He wasn't going to run for re-election. And just kind of put the bug in my ear. Would this be something you'd be interested in? And my kids are highly involved in multiple things throughout the park district. And
give me some examples of what they've been involved with.
Right now they're playing lacrosse. Uh-huh. They do the disc camp. I feel like we're always at the disc doing something.
Sure.
You know, we go to the zoo. We we're always visiting the parks. My husband's actually starting a football league. We use all of the neighborhood parks for playing football. I just feel like we're always at the parks. It just seemed like a natural fit for me. And there was a lot of, there was a lot involved with my family in making this decision. And we actually had the opportunity to move to Forsyth and decided to stay in Decatur, commit to the youth of Decatur with both football and then with my involvement in the park district. So there was a lot of thought actually going into me running.
Well, I hope so. Sometimes a candidate will come in and they haven't thought at all. And you kind of go, well, geez, you decide this in the break room or what? But I'm glad. I think people that are thoughtful and deliberate about the process are serious people that want to, weigh, because you understand going in, there's a burden attached to this. I mean, being a public figure and making decisions that aren't popular and having to, Chris did a nice job of kind of breaking down all the stuff that you guys have to be responsible for. It's not an easy thing to do.
No, and 6 years is a big commitment.
Yeah.
So I had to have my kids and my husband, like everyone had to be really on board with this. But we really felt passionate about, this is something that will be good for our family. So.
Chris, do you feel like you got, I felt for a number of years now that it's been a pretty cohesive board, right? I mean, you've had parts come in and parts go out, but I feel like you work pretty well as a team.
We do, and we disagree. Kristen and I were talking about something yesterday. There was some discussion that we had about some issues that we need to work through as a board. So we currently have a very differing makeup of the board, too, between Bob Brilley and Jack Kenny, who's been around for a long time. Stacey Young's on the board with us, and then, myself and Chris have come from financial backgrounds. So having someone like Kristen come on the board is going to be outstanding, too, again, because her kids are involved. The interesting part of that is they had the opportunity to move to Monroe Forsyth. And I think, for the kids and that, it was important that they stay in Decatur too. So I hope that's okay. I use that, Kristen, but that to me said a lot about her commitment and her family's commitment.
But it's also, she has a consumer point of view, which
absolutely.
I think sometimes when you have a board that's been around for a while, not that you lose touch with that, but your kids grow up and you're not necessarily, doing this on a day-to-day basis. I think that's an important view.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as far as the consumer point of view, and I think last time we were here, we talked about the aquatic center. You know who I had to deal with on that? My 11-year-old son. He's going, why isn't it going to be open? Yeah. So that's what's fun.
All right. Well, a lot of things are happening. I will give you guys May 17th is the zoo open date. And here's why you want to play. You want to play every year. It's a lot of fun. It's a great event. It raises money for everyone's favorite, which is the zoo. By any survey imaginable, if you look at all of the online stuff, the Scoville Zoo is the number one attraction in Decatur for everyone. I mean, even outside groups, just look at attendance and participation. And so the money raised helps the zoo. But there's going to be a special twist on it this year. Instead of having like a steak dinner at the golf course for like spouses and everybody in the tournament, there's going to be a very special performance at the Devon.
That's interesting.
Did I catch you by surprise?
You did.
That's foundation business. I'm on that board.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. There's
going to be a VIP party that will move from the golf course to the amphitheater. So it will be the very first show, if you will, at the amphitheater. So the people who participate in the zoo open will have that very first look. I don't know who the artist is. I don't have any inside knowledge on what that's going to be, but there's going to be a show for all the participants in the zoo open, which I think is a cool way to introduce the new theater.
Absolutely. We're very excited to get the amphitheater open, and the zoo open is always a great event at the golf course.
All right, zoo open, that's May 17th. Put it on your calendar. Then the rotten, the Easter egg for adults thing. What is this? What happens at this thing? If you haven't been to that either.
Yeah, no, I've been to that. It's fun. It's just a fun.
It's just Easter for grown-ups.
Yep, absolutely. And again, they will hide Easter eggs out on the golf course. It's the Hickory Point Banquet Facility. They hide Easter eggs out there. You go out, you run around. There's prizes, there's cash, there's giveaways.
And that's on March 29th, so that's next weekend.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, you guys are going to win. It's a weird situation. Do you take that as a public vote that people are fairly happy with what you guys are doing? I mean, normally when people aren't happy, you'll get candidates that are running because they've got an agenda. They're running because they're mad about something. The idea that you've got yourself up for reelection and one slot open and only two candidates, to me, says basically – people are pretty happy with the direction the park board is heading.
Right. It's interesting you said it's been a quiet re-election or election process. For us, it really was. There really wasn't even a lot of talk of anybody else considering running. So, yeah, we feel pretty proud of what we've done so far.
All right, Kristen, what are your goals? What would you like to add to the conversation, when you're elected and you're a commissioner?
You know, I want to see, there's a lot of projects that I wasn't involved in the beginning parts of, but need to be completed. So I definitely want to be, get my hand in those projects, see those things come to fruition. And I want to make sure that our neighborhood parks, my kids are playing in those neighborhood parks. I want to make sure that they're well-maintained, there's insect control, that they're just not garbage. Like the facilities are nice, both in our neighborhood parks and with these bigger things that are going on in the community, the amphitheater, the train, the aquatic park that will open next year. I want to see those projects come to fruition and be done well, with keeping an eye as a businesswoman, keeping my eye on the numbers at all times.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in, and good luck, but good luck in the race. They're going to win. They're the only two candidates on the ballot. So congratulations ahead of time, and we look forward to working with you in years to come. 6 years. Man, Chris, I can't believe that much time has passed.
I know.
All right. That's it, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
We've got cloudy skies, but that will be clearing up for partly sunny skies today. Highs around 48 degrees. Tonight, cloudy and lows around 38. For your Friday, we're looking at sunny skies, highs around 50 degrees. Then Saturday, again, sunshine, highs near 52. It is 39 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Brady Streckler from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear mezzanine main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a Mizzen & Main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
Quick, turn up the sound.
With the Now Decatur app, you can listen to the most popular Byers & Company podcasts. Sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand. Plus, exclusive digital content from Byers & Company. Only available through our podcast. Brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today and enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast.
I love it.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
New Hoff Media is searching for a director of digital sales and client services to join our team. The ideal candidate will have a desire to help our business customers succeed using our robust suite of digital marketing platforms. You can be responsible for the vision, implementation, and execution of our customers' digital success. Knowledge of the ever-changing online world is required. A passion to help others succeed is a must. Apply online at newhoffmedia.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, the Business Expo is right around the corner, but for your everyday needs as well, I want to tell you about Decatur Blue. We've been working with them for years, Dan and his entire crew. And if branding's important to you, and it is important to us, when we go do a radio show on the road, we want to look like a show. There are people who go out with a folding table and a paper tablecloth and call it a day. That's not enough for us. We want to go out and be big. And Decatur Blue has been making us big for a long time. They've been serving Central Illinois for over 60 years. Outstanding customer service. A very helpful, knowledgeable staff. They're committed to your satisfaction. The workmanship they do, the high-impact products, they always, and one of the things we like to do is look big and on a tight schedule. and a demanding deadline. And they're always there for us. Posters, banners, brochures, fleet graphics, wrapping your entire vehicle, window graphics, cut vinyl mounting, laminating, trade show booths, banner stands, business cards, sidewalk graphics, artist stretch canvas, label stickers, static clings, directional signage, sandwich boards, you name it, they will print it and make you look big. You can go online at DecaturBlue.com. You can also find them at Facebook, just /DecaturBlueprint, or give them a call at 423-7589. They're located at 230 West Wood Street in Decatur. They have been serving businesses and customers in this community for over 60 years. Top shelf folks, DecaturBlue.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. St. Teresa High School is mourning the death of the school's theology teacher and minister after she was killed in a crash on Route 36 in Douglas County Road on Wednesday morning. 66-year-old Joan Beeble was honored last night during a candlelight vigil. Classes dismissed early yesterday for St. Teresa, but classes are in session today, but grief counselors will be on hand for students. You might soon be the target of yet another telephone impersonation scam. The Social Security Office is warning of a new scam where calls claim that your Social Security number or benefits are at risk if you don't provide them personal information. The most deceptive part of the scam is that the calls will appear on your caller ID as coming from Social Security Customer Service. The office says if you receive a call, you can always get the caller's information, hang up, and contact the official number if you are expecting a call from the SSA. Otherwise, like all other scams, just hang up. A popular activity on Lake Decatur will be returning this year. Yesterday, the Decatur Park District approved a third season with the Standing Paddle Company. The company provides stand-up paddleboard rental, kayak rental, lessons, and private parties. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
The air near a petrochemical plant that had a fire this week.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo there. People in the area have reported headaches, nausea, and nosebleeds. President Trump says during a speech in Ohio, he just never liked Arizona Senator John McCain.
Probably never will.
He says he was never thanked for approving the senator's state funeral 7 months ago, and he complains about McCain's vote protecting the Affordable Care Act and about his turning over allegations about the president and Russia to the FBI. Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson calls President Trump's insults deplorable.
We don't talk about our veterans anyway, but to brag on them for the service they render.
He spoke to Georgia Public Broadcasting. This is Fox News.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Hope Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman. Manners.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got cloudy skies that will be turning to partly sunny skies today and highs around 48 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 38 for your Friday. We're looking at sunny skies, highs around 50. Saturday, sunshine, highs around 52. It is 39 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. And now is the time of day where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed mixed on Wednesday, and the Dow was down 141 points to 25,745. At the conclusion of its two-day meetings, the Federal Reserve announced no change in interest rates, and 11 of the 17 Fed officials think that interest rate hikes may not be needed this year. In his press conference, Chair Jeremy Powell said, quote, the U.S. economy is in a good place, and we will use our monetary policy tools to keep it there. However, the central bank lowered its growth outlook for 2019, and this eroded investor confidence. He also said there are larger than expected signs of slowing economic growth abroad. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.32%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was down 0.86%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was closed for a holiday. The 10-year U.S. government bond was up 6/32, yielding 2.502%. Gold futures were up $13.80 at $1,315.50. Crude oil futures were up $1.09 at $60.12 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 25,705, a negative 40 points. ADM at 42.30, Ameren 72.13, Caterpillar 132.72, Norfolk Southern 177.79, PPG 110.63, Tate & Lyle 37.55, and Mueller Water 10.20. And today I close with C.S. Lewis. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. This is like the week that has gone on like for four weeks.
It feels like it should have been Friday yesterday.
This is probably coach's week every week, right? What am I going to do today?
Yeah, no, I don't every have that day. Really?
Seems like I've got something to do every day.
Like a honey-do list?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to know that you get at least to a point where you can hire that stuff out.
You know, it is funny. I think in retirement, my dad, I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I got a full day.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you don't.
I think you're just sort of like a self-delusional sort of thing.
Yes, because I'm like, well, what do you have? Well, I got to mow that lawn. You mean the lawn that you had to have, but you complain about mowing all the time?
I don't mind mowing. I enjoy that.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho. We're back here on a Thursday, and it has been a very long week. I don't know why. It's just have those weeks that feel longer than, 7 days.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you ought to be about 3 days down the road from where you are. That's what it feels like. Well, good morning and welcome. We've got a whole bunch to get to. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Pastor Matt in. We always try to, give some positivity to you heading into the weekend. We also have our Brinkhouser Home Highlight. Angela will be by with a Y, and then Lyra Evans, who's a candidate for school board will be with us, former teacher, and that should be interesting. Monday, Shalith Hansbrough in the studios, Regan Lewis, who's running for school board, and we'll have Paul and Sarah Lydian. I saw them at the parade, by the way. They were down at St. Patty's Day Parade. He is running to be Man of the Year for the Chicago chapter.
He has been officially nominated now.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They've got a great story to tell you, and it's good to see these people that are, man, just the volunteerism, the people that go out there and do so much. It's unbelievable. All right. I think the celebration, if it survives, ought to dial back a little on the money they're spending on some of the bigger names. I think Fred was right that there's only so many people you can put on that street.
That's exactly. Yeah, I agree with that.
And if 38 Special brings the same amount of people that TI does, and TI costs three times as much and nobody buys beer, that's a no-brainer to me.
No question about it.
Right? Now, it doesn't mean it wasn't a cool show. Although I was so turned off by his personal behavior that it made it hard for me
to
enjoy the show.
Some acts that are really, they're headliners and they're awesome. He was.
You know what you can always count on just about every time? The country people
country
being
folk.
Really nice.
There's been exceptions to that rule, but rare. Trust it.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of inside knowledge do you have?
Well, and to be.
Or are you trying to get into his trailer or something?
No, to be fair, I think there was kind of a contract set up, I'll do this many meet and greets, and you can't go beyond that, and they tried anyway. So
wow.
I think, and it was just no.
Listen,
so to be fair to the artist.
I have no idea what it's like to be Travis Tritt, right?
Exactly.
So I'm not going to walk a mile in his boots,
yeah.
You know? But I think if somebody's still willing to pay you at this point in your career to come do a live show, you do meet and greets with fans.
Yes, exactly. But again, to be fair, I don't know what it's like for him. But others, I've seen we've had acts that are bigger names that are like.
What was the gal that was here a few years ago that was so friendly? Like, she was just out backstage enjoying all the I mean, she was like, she was not hidden away in her trailer.
Yeah, it was Strawberry Wine. Deanne.
I saw her, and then I saw her singing the national anthem at, like, yes, one of the big show, like, on TV, like, a month later.
She was a lot of fun.
We took a picture. What was her name?
She sang Strawberry Wine.
Okay, can you Google how many people are going to come up if you do Strawberry Wine?
I know. And, she was a big fan of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? She's like, oh, yeah, let's go down there. I want to see him.
Yeah. And
Dina Carter.
And she was, like, here in the studios. And then you have, like, that, and then you get, like,
yeah,
the other end of that.
She was great. She was just walking around.
But I can tell you that down in Nashville, there's just a different sense of how they treat their fan base, mm-hmm, than there maybe is in other genres, right?
You know, and I
think it's a Southern thing, personally. I think it's the South hasn't been perfect in its history, mm-mm, but on the hospitality's manners department, you know, they've sort of always been kind of the gold standard, right?
And I there's local bands, which I think the Battle of the Bands is great. Yeah. I like a lot of regional acts that, you know, in Chicago or nearby.
I thought Dr. Zhivegas was one of the best shows of the celebration.
My gosh. Out of St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
They were good. Really good. And then you get, like, Fun DMC.
I thought Fun DMC was my... of the last couple of years, yeah, it's cool when you're up there on stage for T.I. or Nelly or one of those big bands and you look down and there's just that sea of people. Yeah. But my favorite, mm-hmm, musical acts of the last few years, I the Battle of the Bands,
yep,
was great. Fun DMC was the best show that I've seen in years at the Kidder Celebration. And Dr. Zhivegas, all of those... not costing anywhere near, mm-hmm, you know, like what the
oh,
big...
and then I remember 1 year Michael Shear brought his entire band
in Central Park,
and they rocked. They were amazing. The funk and soul they were doing.
Yeah, that should have been on a bigger stage.
Yes.
Well, Woodstock 50 has revealed their lineup.
Good God.
What?
Okay.
It was in 1969, yep, 50 years ago, mm-hmm, the original Woodstock happened. And then they did...
They did another one.
When was that, the 90s?
It was the 90s.
There'll never be another original.
No, you can't recreate that.
Well, we can't. Yeah, by its definition, there can't be another original.
But just the way it was run.
When did they do the follow-up to that? Because it was so commercialized and water was like $8. I mean, it was the anti of what the original Woodstock
was. Yeah, that was a knock on that.
And by the way... there was a time when Limp Bizkit would have been considered a headliner.
And I think that was, he might have been one of the...
It was.
Yeah.
Like they burned tables and stuff. It was just a bunch of... Before you get too tough on the millennials, look at your own past.
I know. That was my generation.
All right. So we have the lineup now. It's August 16th through the 18th at Watkins Glen. Tickets are going to go on sale on April 22nd. Now, can you, during the break... Google what ticket prices are for Woodstock 50. Are you ready for the lineup?
Go ahead.
Day one, August 16th, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Santana, The Lumineers, The Raconteurs, Robert Plant, John Fogerty, Run the Jewels, The Head and the Heart, Maggie Rogers, Michael Frante and Spearhead, Bishop Briggs, Anderson East, Akon, Princess Nokia, John Sebastian, Melanie, Grandson, Fever 333, Dorothy, Flora Cash, Larkin Poe, Brian Cadd, and Nene Taieb. I've not heard of half of these people.
But some of them I have, and it's not...
Was Santana at the original one?
Yes.
What, was there anybody else on that list, maybe?
I don't think so. Robert Plant would have been. John Fogerty, I don't think Creedence Clearwater Revival was at the original Woodstock. I could be wrong.
Well, tickets are not yet on sale, not until April 22nd.
That's what I already said, yes.
Yeah, and so they basically have to just get information to so they can contact you with that, but I'm trying to find, like, StubHub.
There's got to be ticket prices.
Somebody's, yeah.
All right, day two, Dead and Company, Chance the Rapper, The Black Keys, Sturgill Simpson, Greta Van Fleet, Portugal the Man, Leon Bridges,
ooh,
David Crosby and Friends. That means who's ever still alive. NDRE, Country Joe McDowell was at the original. Yeah. Emily King, Soccer Mommy, Taylor Bennett, Amy Helm, Courtney Hadwin, Pearl, John Robert. Am I just really old? Who are all these people?
I've heard the names. I mean, and from what I understand, people really think the lineup is stacked, that it's really good.
Jay-Z, Day 3, Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, Brandi Carlile, Janelle Monáe, Young the Giant, Courtney Barnett, Common, Vince Staples, Judah and the Lion. But we were better at naming bands in my day. Earl Sweatshirt, The Zombies, Canned Heat, Hot Tuna, Sherry Glazer, The Marcus King Band, John Cragy, Amigo the Devil, Liz Brasher. I'm sorry. You would have a hard time convincing me to go to this for free.
Well, it looks like...
Yes, Fogerty did play in 1969 with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Correction.
Okay.
He was there. I'm sorry, it looks like what?
Now, this is StubHub, and I don't know if this is correct or not because no tickets are currently available. Woodstock 50 3-day pass for all the shows is $556 a person, which I think actually is...
That's not bad.
Not bad. I thought it would be a lot higher than that, but who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? These tickets aren't on sale yet.
Now, if you want to be really annoyed, and that lineup isn't enough to annoy you, the issues behind some of the artists talking about the similarities with divided electorate, environmental degradation,
oh,
the pursuit of equality by women and people of color, it's kind of spooky how similar things are.
Oh, you're not that special. You're just not that special.
So now I'm going to pay $556 to go stand in a field and get lectured at.
What was the cost of the original Woodstock? Was there
They sold. There's great documentaries because the people just jumped the fences.
Yeah.
I mean, they had no controls whatsoever. And they were only expecting X number of people, and it ended up being like 10 times that. Most of them didn't pay.
Yeah.
A lot of them didn't even get there.
A lot of them stayed on the highway. A lot of them were like just looking day-long, bumper to bumper. Yeah, it was a mess. This is the exact opposite of anything I would enjoy. And the $500 isn't the barrier for me. It's porta potties. It's other people. It's mud. It's all of the things that I guess people treasure. I'm not sure why.
No.
You could not pay me enough to go do this.
Yep.
And the lineup, you say it's stacked.
I don't personally know that because I'm with you. A lot of them I don't know their music. I've heard of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them I'd even want to see.
Yeah.
The ones I do know.
Common, the rap artist, said there's so much going on right now. I think one of the best ways we can combat the ignorance, the divisiveness, the hatred is to go out there and push love, express love, and practice love. And it definitely comes through that love comes through in Woodstock. How would you know?
Yeah. And you think that's really what's going to come out of the stories?
No.
At Woodstock 50?
They're going to charge you $8 for a bottle of water.
Yeah.
They're not going to have, there's going to be corporate everything everywhere while they're railing against corporations, and I doubt any of them are there for free.
No, and then you're going to kind of have this Burning Man mentality of these people that
are their own VIP.
Yes. Might end up more like a fire festival.
I didn't know. Until I saw the lineup yesterday, I didn't even know they were doing a Woodstock 50. Did you?
I heard it yesterday, I think.
Okay. Well, the lineup was announced yesterday, so that makes sense.
That's what it was.
Nah. Hey, how about the Heinkel's countdown to opening day? You want a real party? You go to St. Louis, opening day, Busch Stadium, the Cardinals. Not just the stadium and the game. Go down early because they got bands, they got DJs, they got parties in the street. The fountains are red. It's an amazing experience. Padres are coming to town April 4th. And thanks to Heinkel's and their great history, all the way back to 1912 when Albert Heinkel came here from Germany with dreams and a recipe book and created generations of incredible meat, and they're still doing it today. And today is Thursday, and Thursday means hickory smoked bacon. So you can take one of those beloved things in the world, bacon, and you can hickory smoke it, and you do it the way Heinkel's does. And once you've had Heinkel's bacon, by the way, just a warning, you're not going back to anything else. And we're giving away Heinkel's bacon to caller number 13. I'm going to give you the early bird reward today at 875-1340. And not only do you win that bacon, your name goes into a list to win tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day. That drawing's coming up soon. You're running out of time. So when you hear the sizzle, be caller 13 at 875-1340. Time now for the Marquis Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquis Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Get
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hi, this is Brady Streckler from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear mezze and main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a mezze and main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Hop Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. We are live in the Palatial Studios, and I've really never understood what that song was about. I don't even know what Bang a Gong is referring to.
Well, it's Bang a Gong, and then they get it on.
Okay, I get that, but it was the 1971, so
yeah.
And the band was called T-Rex. The title was changed on the American release to Get It On, Bang a Gong. And then they took the Bang a Gong part out of it.
Yeah.
Never really understood why the title had to matter. If the lyrics are in the song,
yes.
How is taking it out of the title make any difference?
Probably that way because it rhymed.
Yeah, that was sort of the beginning or an example anyway of the glam rock sort of era. And I always liked that song. And they did a remake, I think, didn't they? Like in the late 80s?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
One of the guys from Duran Duran, I think, was in that band that did the remake. Power Station was the name of it, 1985. And Robert Palmer and a couple of the guys from Duran Duran, and they did Get It On. They did a remake in 1985. Both versions are really good. One has more of an 80s feel. One has an early 70s glam rock feel. But they're both good songs. So Bang a Gong is a euphemism. I want a gong. Like Venus Flytrap in WKRP in Cincinnati.
Grief.
Wouldn't you like to have a gong?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's all about size, but let's look what I have to put up with here.
You know,
that's not a gong.
I bought that for you.
Oh no,
and then I got to get
ring a bell. Ring a bell. Doesn't have the same feel, does it?
Nope.
Yeah, you used to have jingle bells in there too. How many sound effects do you need?
I bet you.
I want a gong.
How about a cowbell?
I've got a cowbell.
You've
got a cowbell? No, I don't mean the ringy dingy cowbell. Not that one. I mean like Blue Oyster Cult.
Gotta have more cowbell.
More cowbell.
Yeah.
More cowbell.
I want a gong.
I bet there's one on your phone. What do you want to bet?
I know, but I
want to turn around and hit it like Venus.
Doing.
Bang a gong. Bang a gong. Get it on. Bang a gong. Really, it does sound stupid when you say it out loud, doesn't it?
You just wonder who. Whoa.
How many rock lyrics to really good songs, if you just had a cold read of them, would just be beyond ridiculous?
I know. That could be an entire show.
I mean, when William Shatner did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I mean, that's really classic and worth listening to.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you can take John Lennon and make it very pretentious and stupid in a heartbeat. Yeah. We should do a whole show
that's
on
what
that.
I'm saying.
But
and
I
it's funny because I started to try to look this up, and there's actually a song called Ridiculous, so it gives me the song lyrics to Ridiculous.
We need a gong. By the way, they had originally been Tyrannosaurus Rex, and clearly Tyrannosaurus, not an easy-to-spell word. I think shortening the band's name to T-Rex made a lot more sense. Do you remember who was an original in T-Rex?
No.
He was married to Patty DeAmbaro. Hang on a second. He made like an 80s sort of reappearance in a band. By the way, if you just put T-Rex in, it will take you to Trex Composite Decking, not the band. T-Rex, the band. His name was Michael something, and he was they were all British. He was kind of made like showed up at like a Miami Vice as like a you know like in the and his Patty the Arbenville or whatever it was, like the groupie model. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe he was the guy who showed up to sing in the power group thing with the remake of it. Mm-hmm. I may be confusing my Brits. If I had a gong, it would be much clearer. That's all I'm saying. Like a big gong, like on a stand-up thing with a thing you hit the gong with, a thing you bang the gong with. Is that too much to ask?
Yes, it's a mallet.
Is that what it's called?
Well, it has a fuzzy mallet. Like it has a fuzzy end.
I love it. Fuzzy mallet. I want a fuzzy mallet and a gong.
Fuzzy mallet sounds like the name of a band.
Make it so, number one. Here is your 3-day forecast. And who was our qualifier, by the way?
John Clark.
The Navy SEAL from the Jack Ryan books?
I know him. I think everybody's calling in with fake names now, but...
Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
We've got cloudy skies today with a slight chance... we're going to see some sunshine later today. Highs around 48 degrees. Then for tonight, we've got cloudy skies, lows around 38 degrees. For your Friday, you've got sunny skies, highs near 50. Saturday, more sunshine, highs near 52 degrees. It is currently 38 degrees in downtown Decatur.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Quick, turn up the sound!
With the Now Decatur app, you can listen to the most popular Buyers and Company podcasts. Sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand. Plus, exclusive digital content from Buyers and Company. Only available through our podcast. Brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today and enjoy the latest Buyers and Company podcast.
I love it.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
New Hoff Media is searching for a director of digital sales and client services to join our team. The ideal candidate will have a desire to help our business customers succeed using our robust suite of digital marketing platforms. You can be responsible for the vision, implementation, and execution of our customers' digital success. Knowledge of the ever-changing online world is required. A passion to help others succeed is a must. Apply online at newhoffmedia.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I would definitely pay to see Leon Bridges. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. We only got about 60 seconds left. We still have tickets for Sleeping Beauty, right?
I have a contest going on right now.
Oh, on Facebook?
On Facebook.
Okay, is that where they go? Nauticator's Facebook page?
Yes.
We have two tickets for Sunday's matinee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to then get free tickets, then you can buy the tickets to the thing over at Millican they're doing with the sorority.
Yes.
The princess party.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Coach, good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be seen.
See you next week.
Okay.
That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can get them anywhere you get your podcasts, the iTunes store to the Nauticator app and everything in between. We'll be back with you bright and early, 6 a.m. tomorrow. Got an action-packed show. Have a great day. We'll see you then.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shyler with your stories now. The Social Security Office.